And for our class tonight, I will just have the kids stay in here and watch this video with us. I don't know how many are familiar with Scott Adams. He was the creator of a comic strip character, Dilbert, and he died this week. He was an atheist, and he had some friends who were trying to talk him into being a Christian, and they wanted him to accept Christ before he died. And so he left this message. It says, a final message from Scott Adams. If you're reading this, things did not go well for me. I have a few things to say before I go. My body failed before my brain. I am of sound mind as I write this, January 1st, 2026. He says, many of my Christian friends have asked me to find Jesus before I go. I'm not a believer, but I have to admit the risk-reward calculation for doing so looks attractive. So here I go. I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I look forward to spending an eternity with him. The part about me not being a believer should be quickly resolved if I wake up in heaven. I won't need any more convincing than that, and I hope I am still qualified for entry. And so those comments led to a lot of discussion on the internet, as you might imagine. A lot of people trying to interpret what he said. But when you start off with the comment that I'm not a believer, but, you know, he's simply just trying to hedge his bet. He says, really, I don't believe, but if there is a God, I'll say this magic formula and I'll get to go into heaven. Now, we know the Bible doesn't teach the sinner's prayer. So saying those, you know, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior is not what God asks us to do to inherit eternal life. But if he had said that and said, you know, I'm not a believer, but I confess Jesus and I was baptized for remission of my sins, most of us would say he just got wet. You know, that you've got to have faith in what you're confessing. You've got to have faith in God, faith in Jesus, more so than just saying the words. And so there's been a lot of back and forth on the internet today about the sincerity or does it count? But I think we can look at it and I'd like first to apply it this way. What if we said, I'm a believer, but I don't do anything? Is that any different? I mean, if we say we're a believer, but we don't do anything, is that any different than saying, I'm not a believer, but I'm going to hedge my bets and say I do? I mean, to me, they're very similar in their application or in the way I think God looks at it. And we have a lot of people, and it happens to all of us at some time or another. You know, we're not all as active or as concerned about the lost as we should be. So I think, you know, sometimes we can look at other people and say, well, that doesn't sound sincere. But when people look at us and they see where we say we are a believer, but we don't do anything, do they say the same thing about us? Are they sincere? So I think we need to think about that. We need to examine our spiritual life and think about how is God looking at our faith? What does he think about our sincerity? The depth of our faith? the depth of our convictions. So, and if we haven't, if we've never made that confession of faith and we've never been baptized, then we're lost. You know, that's what Jesus tells us to do. But if we have made that confession, but we're just really inactive, then it's the same result. If we're not willing to show our faith by our works, then do we really have faith? So think about that. And if your faith and your actions are not in sync, then we need to think about getting our faith and our actions in sync. And if you need to make a change in that, or if you need to respond in any way, please come forward as we stand and sing.
Wow.